Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
I don't stay in Georgia.
Oh, got it. But actually, it's just a general public opinion survey. If you can help me out with that, I'll be really happy for that.
Sure.
All right. So let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1976.
And let me ask you, what is your race?
African American.
Got it. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Democrat. Got it. And do you consider yourself a strong or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's degree.
Gotcha. Next, are some questions about how things are going in your community and the country overall. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Got it. And do you approve or disapprove the job of Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'm not sure.
So at the moment, it's like neither approve or disapprove?
Neither.
Got it. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following statements? And using on a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable about that. So to start with the first one, what do you think about Brian Kemp?
0.
0. What about Cornel West?
Who?
Cornel West.
7.
7, okay. And Joe Biden?
7.
What about Fannie Willis?
I don't know who that is.
And what about Kamala Harris?
7.
7. And what about Donald Trump?
0. He can go to hell.
Got it. And what about Democrats in Congress?
6.
6. Gotcha. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10, which 0 means that it doesn't have any power at all, and 10 is a lot of power?
I'm 5.
5. Got it. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to change on issues that matter most to their community? Once again, from 0 to 10, what will be the rate for it?
8.
8. Got it. Now, how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is too much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there is no difference, it is somewhat less powerful, or it is much less powerful?
Some difference.
Got it. Now, we know it is a little way off, you know, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices? Using on a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means definitely will not vote, 5 means 50-50 chance, and 10 will definitely vote.
9.
9, okay. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected as a president in 2024?
Probably a great deal.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, is the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other states and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? or another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or at the moment are you still on the side about that?
What party is Cornel West for?
Let me just check. If I'm not mistaken, he is just running for... Let me check. Just a couple of seconds. I'm just looking for it, so give me just 1 second, okay? If I'm not mistaken, he's just running for a socialist democratic.
I'm not sure. Probably for right now, after learn more about him, probably more for right now, Joe Biden, only because I have to learn.
Got it.
Learn more about him.
Got it. Understood. And now for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. And now I have a list of issues, and I want you to reach of them on a scale from 0 to 10. And at the moment, sir, we are just in a 50% of the survey. We are running a little bit on that, so we are just about to end this. Thank you very much for your help with this. So on this one, I would like to get your assistance by using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. So you can use any number from 0 to 10 on that. So for the first one, I have crime and violence. What will be the rating provided to that?
10.
Got it. What about gun control?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
And what about environmental justice?
8. And that should be addressed, right?
Yeah. The most closer you have from them is, that it should be one of the priorities for them.
Okay, good.
Okay. What about body rights?
Body rights?
Mm-hmm.
10.
10. Okay. And what about inflation or cost of living?
9.
9. Got it. Now, let me ask you, using the same approach with 0 means that definitely need to be one of the top priorities for Democrats, and, 0, it shouldn't be, like, one of the top priorities. Let me ask you, crime and violence?
10.
10. Gun control?
Is it just the same questions, right?
Let me check.
Because you said you just, you have a 10, okay. Say that again now.
Yeah, I am going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to reach of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the top priorities of the Democrats to improve your community.
Okay.
So about the same topics from 0 to 10, crime and violence, do you consider that it's being one of the Democrats' top priorities or no?
7.
7. And what about gun control?
6.
Criminal justice?
7.
This reform?
6.
Environmental justice?
4. 4.
Body rights?
5.
5, got it. And inflation or cost of living?
3.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, I have 3 statements right now about laws that the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years, and for each law, please tell me if it has impact or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. So I'll read to you the first law which is in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. On this one, on your perspective, this has impacted or will impact your life as a great deal, fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Got it. What about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes?
Fairly well.
And what about the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments?
Yes, that would affect me, yes.
Got it. Right now we are on a 75 completion. We are almost done with it. So let me ask you the following. I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said they are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. So please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means that is not at all a convincing reason to vote in November. So you can select any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or we'll go backwards. Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it is up to us to decide our future. From 0 to 10, what will be the rate for it?
Seven.
A 7?
Yes.
And the next one is, President Biden administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion, it is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care insured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact for President Biden's policies. From 0 to 10, what is going to be the scale that you will be given to have?
8,
okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. So it is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, of how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10?
7.
Got it. And how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president? From 0 to 10? 9. Okay. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected as president in 2024?
A great deal.
A great deal. Got it. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate? Or would you not vote
for president? Probably Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Got it. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations of accurate election information? Secretary of State, a great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
Not as much.
Not that much. What about local board of election?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So you never heard about them?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Got it. And what about Black Voters Matter?
Not sure.
Not that much. Okay. And what about Fair Fight?
I don't know who that is.
Got it. And Pro Georgia?
Yes.
A great deal? Fair amount?
Yes, a great deal, yes.
Great deal. Got it. And what about People's Agenda?
I'm not sure who that is.
What about Fair Count?
Not sure who that is.
And New Georgia Project?
Not sure who that is.
Got it. And this next few questions, sorry, are just for statistical purposes. We are on a 90% completion, so it's just a couple of questions, and thank you very much for taking the time with me to answer all of this. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Very progressive? Okay. And this question, sometimes some people take it in the wrong way, so I just had to ask you. So do you consider yourself on one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm gay.
Got it. And are you married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Have a partner.
Got it. And are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
Understood. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, employed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home?
Full-time?
Okay. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income for all resources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$5,000.
Got it. And finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia Knowledge Expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion in different topics for reminders of 2023 through December 2024. And during this time, we might invite you to participate in focus group, take short surveys by phone like this one, text or email invite you to events going in your community, and simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving on this, as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'll like to offer you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay. Got it. All right. Then that concludes our survey today, sir. Thank you very much for all your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day, okay? Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.